Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2042. How to Use the Envelope System to Save Hundreds Per Month by Andrea Bass with IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. For now, let's get right to today's post and continue optimizing your life. How to Use the Envelope System to Save Hundreds Per Month by Andrea Bass with IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. The envelope system is a great method for saving money. It works by allocating money for certain categories like eating out, shopping, movies, and so on in envelopes. Once you spend the money in the envelope, that's it for the month. You can't spend more. It's a great system to use if you're in debt because it forces you to be actively aware of your spending. But is it all it's cracked up to be? Let's break down exactly how the envelope system works, why it's good, and some of the drawbacks from utilizing it. What is the cash envelope method? The cash envelope system is a simple means of controlling your spending. Every month, you have a set number of envelopes, each one dedicated to a certain type of expense. You allot a set amount of money to each envelope, and that's the money you have to spend on that expense for that month. Examples of expenses could include housing, like rent, utilities, food, grocery store purchases, takeout, dining out, entertainment, streaming video subscriptions, books, student loans, and savings. While the traditional envelope system uses physical envelopes and actual cash, there are more modern approaches. Tools like Envelopes take the envelope system online, following the same principle but allowing you to track your spending digitally. This can be helpful since many types of expenses, from Uber rides to student loan payments, can't be paid in cash. What are the benefits of cash stuffing? You may also see the envelope method referred to as cash stuffing or cash envelope stuffing, but it's all the same thing. Whatever it's called, this approach has some clear benefits that can help make it easier to establish and stick to a bulletproof budget. Following the strategic method, you can, number one, set and reach clear savings objectives and achieve them effectively through deliberate, regular contributions towards your goal. By proactively allotting a set amount of cash towards your goal every month, you avoid spending your money elsewhere and then having nothing left over. Number two, avoid impulse spending. Once you've used up the money in a given envelope, that's it for the month. You theoretically should wait until next month for more. For people who tend to spend impulsively and then experience buyer's remorse, this can be a way to improve spending habits. Number three, take a hands-on approach to money management. This approach turns money management and spending into a tangible process. If you go with the old school method of using physical envelopes, you'll become very aware of every dollar you spend every time you reach into an envelope for cash. And number four, become more disciplined in your relationship with money. By requiring you to consciously plan and think about how you spend your money, cash stuffing teaches discipline. Ultimately, it can help you gain better control over your finances, removing the fear associated with money when you feel like your finances are out of control. The cash system's strength lies in its psychology. It doesn't require you to completely cut out the things you love, like your morning latte. By allotting envelopes for both necessities like rent and fun stuff like entertainment, you can practice conscious spending. You spend on your money dials, things you value and enjoy, instead of denying yourself all pleasures. How to start using the cash envelope system. Another benefit of the cash envelope system is how easy it is to implement. You don't have to tinker with complex Excel spreadsheets or pay for pricey software to get started. You can begin cash stuffing with your next monthly budget. Here's how to set yourself up for success. Create a budget or conscious spending plan. Before you start envelope stuffing, you'll need a clear budget. Following the conscious spending model, your budget should cover necessities and the extras you don't need, but that improve your quality of life. Your overall budget can be divided into four buckets. Fixed costs like rent, utilities, food, insurance, healthcare, debt repayments, and transportation. Investments like funds, stocks, and bonds. Savings like cash savings or retirement savings like a 401k or Roth IRA. And guilt-free spending on the wants that make everyday life great, like your Netflix subscription or luxury items you love. With your budget sketched out, you can go on to build a budgeting system, in this case, the envelope method. Even if you don't stick with cash stuffing long-term, having a clear budget planner will help you with your overall money management. Create spending categories. Following the conscious spending model, create spending categories within your budget. Let's say you have your savings bucket. You might further divide this into three categories, like saving for an emergency fund, saving for special occasions like birthdays and holidays, and saving for a specific goal like a car. Each one of these secondary budget categories will get its own envelope later. Set appropriate spending limits for each category with your conscious spending plan hammered out and your spending categories defined. You can go on to answer the big question, how much will you allot to each category? In some cases, this will be dictated by external factors. Your fixed expenses like rent and car payments aren't negotiable, for example. Two popular budgeting approaches for divvying up expenses are the 50-20-30 and 70-20-10 rules. The 50-20-30 principle means allocating 50% of after-tax income to necessities, 20% to savings and debts, and 30% to the rest. The 70-20-10 rule means allocating 70% towards expenses, 20% towards savings, and 10% towards giving. These aren't hard and fast rules, though, and you have the freedom to establish your own guidelines. The point is to cover all four spending buckets: fixed costs, investments, savings, and guilt-free purchases, and then set a reasonable limit for each category, as well as the secondary envelope categories within that category. Each person's budget is unique. Fill your cash envelopes. Now for the fun part, cash stuffing. If you're going old school, you'll need envelopes, something with which to label them, and cash. This raises one drawback of the method. You'll have to go to the ATM to withdraw cash for your envelopes. However, as mentioned, the tangible act of taking money out of the pouches is part of this method's success. It's a psychological trick, making you fully appreciate every dollar you spend. Alternatively, you can use a tech tool like Envelope to digitally allot enough money to your various virtual cash envelope wallets. This can be convenient, especially for expenses paid online. Some modern budget apps can also be linked to your bank account's credit card or debit card to automatically track spending. However, these extras can detract from the psychological power of the original envelope method. Roll cash over into the next month or adjust spending when you first set up the envelope method. Create a budget that leaves you at zero at month's end, meaning every dollar allocated to your four buckets should be spent. As you move forward, you may have cash left over at the end of the month. For example, maybe you canceled that Amazon Prime subscription you never used, joined a coupon program to save money on groceries, or paid off your car. When this happens, it's time to adjust your budget and how you allocate money to your envelopes. You can either adjust your spending, for example, by giving yourself more in the guilt-free category, or roll your cash over into the next month. This can help create a useful buffer for the future. Taking control of your financial future. A cash envelope budget is one of the many tools you can use to improve money management and achieve your financial goals. With its psychological impact, it's a great way to avoid overspending, which can be great for those who struggle with how to save money or find themselves living from one payday to the next. This approach is also about giving yourself greater agency over your money, demystifying budgeting, and breaking it down simply. It also allows for conscious spending, ensuring you don't have to deny yourself your favorite pleasures. Ultimately, this will foster the mindset you need to achieve your rich life. You just listened to the post titled, How to Use the Envelope System to Save Hundreds Per Month, by Andrea Bass with IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Paying for everything in cash is a great tactic to rein in spending if you find yourself mindlessly swiping your credit card. When I was getting out of debt, I stopped using credit cards and paid for everything with my debit card, while also tracking every dollar I spent in an app on my phone. Regardless of how you go about it, I think both cash envelopes and tracking your spending get you to the same goal. They bring more awareness to where you're spending money. I suggest pairing a cash spending only strategy alongside a budget that you're consistently reviewing and tweaking. Awareness alone isn't enough to change your habits. You need to take those insights you gained from your increased awareness and use them to strategize around your budget. I think the goal here is to get yourself to a place where you're consistently living below your means. Once those healthy spending habits are in place, you'll need to think about this stuff a whole lot less, and then you can move beyond cash spending and optimize credit card usage for the reward benefits. I personally focus on credit card churning, where I open a card, spend just enough to earn the signing bonus, and then move on to the next card that has a good signing bonus at the time. So I'm only ever spending on one card at a time. It makes it so much easier to track my spending as well. Now keep in mind that I only started having fun with credit cards in this way after I got completely out of debt and overcame any temptation to overspend. This only works out favorably for me because I am 100% committed to never carrying a credit card balance again. And that's a wrap for another Sunday show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you in just a moment with our bonus episode for the week, where your optimal life awaits.